This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. Texas has more than 150 state agencies, everything from Affordable Housing Corporation to the Workforce Commission. Is it too much? That's what the Sunset Advisory Commission is tasked with finding out. A group of lawmakers and two members of the public do periodic reviews to make sure state agencies are needed and operating as they should. The work they do doesn't usually get a lot of attention unless an agency is on the chopping block. Now it appears a handful of agencies could dissolve, even though that's not what the commission wanted. A bill that would keep the agencies alive seems to have fallen victim to politics, an effort to push a special session. But it's not yet clear whether lawmakers will reconvene or what will happen to the agencies left in limbo. Representative Dan Flynn sits on the commission. He's a Republican from Van. Representative Flynn, thanks for taking some time for the Texas Standard.
It's a pleasure to be here and to visit with you, and I'm happy to do that.
So the Texas legislature is only in session for 140 days every 2 years, but I understand your job as a member of the House on the Sunset Commission requires much more time than that. Give me an idea of what the process is like in evaluating a state agency.
You know, this was my second term to serve on the Sunset Commission. My first term was about, three or four sessions back. And I was pleased because I believe that every firm that runs for office, they run because they want to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to make a difference, but on the Sunset Commission, you do get to make a difference because you have input with all the state agencies. And that's where you really have an opportunity to find out what they're doing, if we really still need them, mm-hmm. or if we should combine them with another agency. So I'm a very strong supporter of the Sunset Commission. I wish we had one in Washington, D.C.
So this is a big job. Had the Sunset Commission reached conclusions about the agencies under review this year already?
Oh, yeah. We passed all the bills. So I had five agencies that I had to review and that were responsible for me to file bills and to push them through the legislative process. And they all passed through. And we made some significant changes on those agencies. Some of them were pleased of how they were operating. And so I think it's a great oversight because you have a small committee and you have members of the staff that do an intensive investigation. Because all you got to do is ask any agency that's gone through Sunset and they'll tell you that it is a grueling process that requires them to do a lot of work, too.
So you guys had done a lot of work. You'd made some decisions. What needed to happen in the legislative session in order to make sure your recommendations went forward? And did that happen?
Well, it's like any bill that gets filed. You have 15, 20 agencies that we review each, about every 12 years. And as they come up and we go through each one of those agencies, they have a lot of public input. They have folks from the agency. And then they have the legislators themselves that have an opportunity to get involved with each of the agencies. And then you make a decision. And it's just like any other bill that goes through the Texas legislature. And you have to make sure that it passes on the House floor. Then, of course, the same thing happens in the Senate. When it comes out, they have to look alike, take it to the governor. Hopefully he'll sign it, continue the process. And the agency will be assigned a additional 12 years for existence. Or in some cases, the recommendation is they discontinue. And in some cases, they think that maybe they need to have a little shorter term than 12 years to have oversight over.
What happened this session? It sounds like things got caught up in the process, and now there's state agencies that, even though you wanted to keep around, are at risk of going away.
Well, there's only one bill that really has gotten hung up in it. That's the Medical Association. There's a lot of feelings, strong positions on that. But I believe at the end of the day, it's an important agency. They perform an important service to the state of Texas. And it will continue, but there's kind of a safety net there that they're not going to just lock the doors tomorrow on any of those.
Do you think that we will need a special session in order to keep the Texas Medical Board around?
If it were totally up to me, I probably wouldn't do it. Of course, those are decisions that the governor makes, and when he makes those decisions, I'll get in my car and drive to Austin, and I'll perform my service. But I will be surprised if that is the only issue that would require a special session.
Representative Dan Flynn is a Republican from Van. He's a member of the Sunset Commission. Representative Flynn, thanks again.
You're sure welcome. Thank you.
Texas Medical Association President Dr. Carlos Cardenas told us, quote, "This is a fight that has nothing to do with the physicians or with the Texas Medical Board, and everyone at the Capitol knows that. The TMB serves a critical state function, licensing physicians and protecting the health and safety of Texans. We have no reason to believe that any of our state leaders want the TMB to go away, and we have every expectation that they will find a way to make sure that doesn't happen." We'll keep an eye on the story, and we will keep you updated. You're listening to the Texas Standard.